This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, three-hour extravaganza, sucks. Way back Wednesday. You already killing my music?
Sucks.
Tyler can appreciate this.
This is one of the best riffs to come out of the 80s.
No question.
Sucks.
I used to listen to the crew before every game warming up.
Really?
Yep.
This is how you got your blood pumping?
Crew and Def Leppard. Yep. Without
question. Wow.
Yeah, Def Leppard I'm out on.
No. Back then, Def Leppard was pretty good.
Yeah, they were pretty hot
back
then.
And the crew had so many good... The crew had 32? So many good cuts.
Oh, you're 32? So, yeah. Back when... Yeah.
I started appreciating all this music after their time. Right.
So you weren't living the heyday of the 80s.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were...
Maybe.
When you knew Def Leppard, they were all poppy and trying to hang on. Yeah, Pyromania and the
like
original.
Durant.
Hanging on with one arm.
That's not
you
funny.
You son of a...
I see what you did there.
Can we just
throw this out there because we're going to bury the dome conversation?
Yeah,
you're going to cover
we're
a couple
on.
Texts. We're going to
go
on.
Over these texts.
But you threw it out there when we're watching the game. Do the Twins have the ugliest logo in baseball?
Yes.
I can see where you can make that argument.
Go look at all the logos. I know Tampa Bay's is pretty.
I think
Tampa Bay's is boring, but it's not ugly. The T, like, first of all, they stole the C from Cincinnati
and Chicago because both.
But
the Bears
but the C
and
is
Indians
the actual.
And...
But it's the actual C from Cincinnati. Like the Chicago is a more circular C. The Cincinnati one has kind of that point on the edge and stuff. So they just took that and added a T to it. But it's just an ugly T. I don't know. I think it's the ugliest logo in baseball. And it serves them right now that they're
at least there's history with the Twins, and they've won a World Series in those uniforms, as opposed to Tampa Bay, who can't figure out if they're the Devil Rays or the Rays, and they're using neon yellow, and they're doing all that crap.
Like, I know some of the reasons for some of the stuff makes sense, like the what am I looking for?
I don't know.
Like the Twins. They're called the Twins because it was the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities, right.
So I get some of those. Astros are the Astronauts. So
Brewers,
they're the Astros.
Because Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Brewing making beer.
Beer. Yep.
I don't understand some of them, like where is it? The like the Orioles. Is that the state bird of Maryland?
I believe so.
That's
okay.
What I would guess.
All right. I get like Red Sox, White Sox. That makes sense. The Braves is racist. Why the Cubs, though? Why Bears in Chicago? That doesn't make any sense.
In two sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know what the correlation is. Maybe someone knows.
Now, the Dodgers, I've been told, were called Trolley Dodgers. And that's
Brooklyn.
When they were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They were the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers, and then they became the Brooklyn Dodgers and then L.A. So I kind of get that one. I don't know. Some of them don't make a lot of sense. I mean, the Rockies is lame. That would be like calling them the Houston Bayous. It's pretty stupid.
Or the Houston Flatland.
The Houston Flood. Oh,
yeah.
No. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You went there. And what is a Philly? Like the Phillies?
I was going to ask you that. I thought it was going to be a dumb question, so I didn't want to ask
no,
it. But what is a Philly?
I know the Mets are Metropolitans.
Right.
The Braves, like I said, is racist.
Marlins is obvious.
Yeah, but the Phillies, I don't understand what the Philly is.
National.
It's not horses, is it?
Pittsburgh had a lot of ships going through fighting
Pittsburgh
with the Pirates.
There's a huge pirate population
Pittsburgh. Going to Pittsburgh.
Pirates were an issue for a very long time in Pittsburgh, you know, with it being landlocked and all. No.
So
the
Bears,
Catholic Church big
three
in
rivers.
San Diego?
Was there a lot of Pirates on the Three Rivers? Was that an issue?
So we got Pirates on the Three Rivers and Padres all over San Diego?
A lot of Mexican preachers in San
What's
Diego.
What's going on there?
Lots and lots of Mexican preachers. What's your question, Tyler?
So the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking it up.
I looked it up and found the answer. So the Chicago Bears were originally from Decatur, Illinois, and they were called the Decatur Staleys.
What the hell's a Staley?
Yeah, what is that?
It was the last name of the guy who founded the team.
Oh, that's lame.
So then from the A.E. Staley Food Starch Company. So then George Halas bought the team in 1922. He changed the team name from the Staleys to the Bears. The team played in Wrigley Field, and the Chicago Cubs, they took their name from the Bears, basically, because
so it was the it baby was the Bears. Young,
yeah, baby Bears. It doesn't say why he chose the Bears, though.
Let's see. That's just stupid.
It just says that he changed the name.
That yeah, that's dumb. Is this going to drop in as well? Oh, they almost collided. Okay, now I'm just doing play-by-play. I got to get over this. And it's 8-5 Astros. What's going on here?
No, 8-5 Twins.
I mean, 8-5 Twins. What's going on here?
Two on, two out for the Astros. Yeah. At least they're making a rally because they're going to prove you wrong
they're
today.
Making some hay. They're still going to lose this game.
They're going to prove you wrong today,
what's a
sir?
Packer? Was that where Liberace was born?
No, similar to what you were saying, Tyler, with the Halas family
the
and all that.
Packing
it was
company.
The Acme yeah. Packing Company for meat packing.
Yeah. Phillies are named after the Blunts. Nope. That's not how that goes. Philadelphia, Philly, Phillies. That's why.
That's dumb.
That's stupid. That's like the Houston Hughes.
That's it's just kind of like the Houston Texans. Right.
The Dallas Dows. Yeah, Houston Texans is kind of stupid as name. Well. It really is.
Well, what were you going to go with? The options that they gave you all weren't very good.
Oilers.
I know. No.
You couldn't
Sue
do it.
Sue Bud Adams or wait till he dies.
Yeah, Bud said you aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah, I know. They could have done something else. I don't know. Like I said, Houston Bayous. That's pretty sweet. It's like the Rockies.
Great all logo right. there.
Let's get these texts out of the way, and then we'll move on. From the previous show, I heard Joel puts ketchup on his rice. True. Is this true?
I don't know who told you that, but true. Occasionally.
All right. I'm a diehard tech. Oh, I'll get to that one in a second. That's not about the dome. My company's doing the demo in the dome. I'm going to try to steal some stuff while I'm there. That's good for you. It's not actually the eighth wonder, guys. That's just a saying. Yeah, we get it. There's only seven
good
wonders of the
Lord.
World. We understood that. Hey, Barry, just saw something about Polly Shore's mom dying. Have you heard anything? Yep, she did. That's Mitzi, the famous Mitzi Shore of the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I was going to say she's pretty legendary.
Responsible for a lot of famous comedians in their career. I lived in Texas 8 years, Houston too. I honestly didn't even know anything about the Dome until this came up. So obviously nobody really cared about it before. I don't know about that. In Dallas, listening through the app, I had more memories of Astroworld than I did the Dome. It was a better tourist attraction. Okay. So we're getting some perspective on the outside yeah. looking in. I played my last high school football game at the Dome. But they tear it down, I won't cry. I have the games on tape. That was from JJ. Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
He still has a VCR, obviously, too.
He does. He said he had it converted them, though.
Okay.
Tell OU Mike that people still go to Mount Rushmore because it doesn't look and smell like bleep.
It's a great. That's a great.
I just wish I could say the word because yeah. that has a way more impact.
It does.
I guess I could have said crap.
You could say S.
Yeah, or crap, but yeah, just doesn't have the same. All right, they killed the rally. It's 8-5. OU Mike's favorite memories of the Dome were his parents sneaking him skull and sips of Miller Lite. That's from Jared. All right, no more Dome talk. We're moving on.
I thought he was going to say hunting with his dad for dinner under the bleachers.
Neutrino
there
rats.
Was,
Neutrino rats and, are supposed to supposedly delicious.
I'll try and find the link, but there was, I think it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, there were these two fraternity guys from Texas State. They ended up breaking into the Dome and sneaking in. They took pictures of everything. There's like 150 pictures of what the inside of the Dome
the
looked like.
Storm.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And they snuck all the way up. They got up on the roof. They're taking pictures of... You yeah. can see, like, the rodeo carnival in the background. I'll look for that, and I'll put it on your room.
Okay. Yeah, the media, too. They had that media event where they let the media back in for the first time, and no matter how they tried to, like, keep the media in a certain area, they were going to the locker rooms. They knew where everything was, and they could not stop talking about the stench and just a lot of the... So, yeah, it's time. All right, we'll move on from that. Steven, hang in there. We'll get you after the break talking a little bit about the Bears and the Cubs. Right now, I'll tell you about American Wheel and Tire. I told you about them before. I'll tell you about them again. If you're looking for tires for your vehicle, whether you need new tires or you're just looking to upgrade, they have all major brands at American Wheel and Tire. Private labels, too. You can get a full set of tires starting at $299 for your car or $399 per set. That's a great price, and they're going to last. It's just not the big name on the side that a lot of people think you have to have. That's the way they do business at American Wheel and Tire, and you can drive out with your four new tires, and they'll work out a finance plan where you can pay for it later and pay for it the way it best suits your income and your financial situation. It's a pristine store. It's beautiful displays, VIP waiting areas, I mentioned, flat screens, leather seating. Great place you would send any member of your family and trust that they're not going to get screwed over. They're going to get taken care of. It's wheels and tires, and it's so much more. It's lift kits. It's step-ups. It's lights for your SUV or your pickup truck. These Kevlar wraps are ridiculously crazy. If you want to give your car that really one-of-a-kind look and feel, it's not just wheels and tires. These Kevlar wraps are what everybody's going to these days. There's a reason why most of the professional athletes that want to take care of their car and soup it up a little bit, take it to American Wheel and Tire, because they're going to take care of you, their prices are fair, their service is quick and well done, and it'll keep you coming back again and again. They're located at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, and they're also available at AmericanWheelandTire.com, where you can see pictures of a lot of the great vehicles that they've done work to. Check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
Ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Before you laugh at this, you're thinking about back in the day. And they used to play this as one of the songs when I came into a game, especially if you came in relief. And it's like, at the time, it was a big deal. We had a, and by the way, we had a 6'11 center on our basketball team that was probably, he made Clint Capella look fat, redheaded kid, but he loved the hammer pants. And we went to the MTV tour concert that had like Bell, or it was a New Edition, Paul Abdul, Hammer, all that. We couldn't find him. He was in the aisle behind us, you know, like the walkway for people to find their seats.
Dancing.
Doing the hammer dance across the entire length of the concert venue. We're like, we don't know this dude. What is he doing? Yeah, that was a big song back in the day, man. It's okay. You can kill it all you want. I just do it with honesty. Whether I, quote unquote, win the not competition or not, I like it.
But I just feel like walk-up songs, that's what gets you hype? Like, that's like...
Back in the day, it did. Really? It was one of them. Yeah, you kind of feel like you know, you believe it a little bit. Yeah, you believe it a little bit. Yeah, I see what you did there. All right, you want to get Steven in here?
Yeah.
Steven, tell us a little bit more about the Cubs, Bears. Hibernation that is the Cubs and the Bears.
Steve, don't make this boring either. It better be good.
No, it is good. So wherever you just read that was just stupid. First of all, the Cubs have been a team since 1870. Bears are a team since 1920. That's 50 years. So how the Cubs... were named after the Bears is just dumb. The Bears went up and asked to use Wrigley Field in 1922 with the Cubs that they renamed after the Cubs. So I don't know where you just read that, but that's just dumb.
Okay, well, then why are the Cubs named the Cubs?
That I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you that, but I just know that the Bears name, that was just dumb. I don't know.
Appreciate it, Steven. I think the point of all that was, Tyler, you're dumb.
No, Wikipedia is dumb.
Yeah. Steven needs to go update the Wikipedia page for that. A couple more, and then we'll talk some Rockets, because we do need to get to some Luke Mbamute shoulder.
Yes.
Houston Roughnecks was one that somebody suggested.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I like that.
And then there was Houston
Wild. It sounds
Wild.
Very XFL-ish, though. Or what was the one with Jim Kelly, the Gamblers?
Yeah, the Gamblers.
The Houston Gamblers, the USFL. Roughnecks sounds a little USFL-ish.
Well, there was Roughnecks.
Arena
there
football.
There was Roughnecks and there was Wildcatters, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the Catters.
Well, Wildcatters is
it's the oil,
an oil field
I
thing.
Get it.
So
yeah.
Is Roughnecks.
I get it.
Yeah, I would have, if I would have had to pick between the two, I'd have gone Roughnecks. And then the theme song could be Roughneck. No?
That's a stretch.
Isn't there a song?
The logo's important,
there's
too.
There's a song. What's that song? Is it from Eve?
You got me.
I think maybe Eve that's why they didn't do it, Roughnecks. Because of the Oilers. They didn't want to be
too... Yeah, and the logo would be very, very kind of... You could either be border on being too close to the Oilers or too minor league baseball-ish if you actually had like a rough-looking dude with a helmet on.
You could just
on.
Have a wrench.
That's a great logo there. Now you're a marketing guy. You're hired.
the logo you're kind of talking about, we actually had that.
Just shut up, Joel. That was a brilliant idea.
Helmets and hats with a wrench on it. You work for Napa? You work for Napa?
You work for GM? Mr. Goodrich? What the hell are you?
Jeez.
Shut up, Joel.
Good Lord.
Whatever.
There's your promo, Tyler.
The Phillies used to be called the Quakers. And damn it, stop texting the show. You made me move. And then the Philadelphias. The Phillies is Philly.
Still makes no sense.
No. Cubs was slang in 1900 for young ballers. Is that true?
No.
Like, what's up, Cubby? What's up, Cub? I'm a Cub. Yeah, I'm out here getting all this tang. I'm a Cub. Really?
Yeah.
Back in the 1900s?
I didn't live in the 1900s, but I've heard people. I've heard.
Well, wherever you read that from.
Hey, Cubby, let me.
Specific movies, I've heard people say
hey,
that.
Hey, Cubby, let me get a square.
Yeah.
Out of your sleeve there that's rolled up. No?
Let me get some of that sarsaparilla.
Watch me fire exactly. them all up when I say, oh, they're called the Bears because they hibernate during the season.
Ooh.
So they don't show up.
This
and
is
get
Demetrius.
Wins.
I always like the Houston Hurricanes, and Beta is better than VHS. The Hurricanes wouldn't have been bad, but just, now you're just basically stealing from Miami.
Yeah, it's Miami.
Yeah, well, it's not like the Bears was very original.
You know, this is an organic show all the time, so this has kind of gone organic in a lot of ways, but the thing that first pops into my mind, too, is just what you said. You don't want to steal somebody else's stuff. I think it's really bad that all these high schools are using NFL logos, too, like, and a lot of them around here. The Philadelphia Eagles logo is all over the place.
Even from
Wisconsin,
college
we
pros,
know you're going to bring up the Woodlands.
No, I'm not. I'm not even going to Woodlands.
We've already
Wisconsin.
Done that.
No, I'm talking about, like, all the pro teams whose logos are being used for high schools. I'm like,
but that's
come on.
I think we talked Georgia, about that before on the show.
Broncos.
And somebody said that those were all they have to pay now. That somebody sued somewhere. It was because
somebody texted
the
show.
A&M
sued Seattle about
the
12th man.
You weren't here for that show.
Here we go with the Twitter beef on air again.
Well,
you two guys are going to go at it all day.
Let me on with your show.
Let me finish. We talked about this on a previous show.
I remember that.
We brought up the Wisconsin logo being used by the Woodlands. And someone texted and said that was actually there was a lawsuit over that. And it was either the Woodlands is paying or they had to change their logo. I don't remember which one it was. So I'm just saying that was actually a deal or an issue.
Okay.
The Pirates used to be the Alleghenies.
Which, not that it's a good logo or a mascot, but it makes sense.
Before they stole or, quote, pirated a player from another team in the late 1800s.
You believe that?
No.
No.
So Connor just told me, kind of what to whoever said young ballers,
mm-hmm.
that's what they called a good young baseball player was a Cub way back then.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating.
As he walked in with a Pirates hat on and full, like, pirate-looking gear.
He's from Pittsburgh.
He did. Is he from Pittsburgh?
I think so.
My God.
His family's from Pittsburgh.
Listen, whoever is phone number ends with 3188, stop texting. You sent the same text like 15 times, bro. I read it. Chill. I got it. It's okay. My
wow,
goodness.
Respond all. Plus, we've told you this will
reply
tell you again.
Back with a D-pick.
I should, huh? Joel, pull your pants down.
No. What was it yesterday? The military guys that were doing the thing that they're going to get in trouble for, taking D-picks with famous things in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I should do that. It was MC Light that did the song Roughnecks. Thank you. I knew somebody would know. The Houston Hellcats?
That was not one of them. No.
Was that a thing?
I don't remember that.
Somebody on Twitter said the Houston Constructions.
I think that's funny.
Or just the Houston, and just have a cone, an orange cone as your logo.
I feel like they should have went something.
Are you go with your marketing again?
Space like theme again.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you because you got the Astros and the Rockets.
That's a good point.
It could have been
the Houston Mission Control.
The Challengers,
the Houston Missionaries,
the Challengers.
No. The Challengers would have been cool.
Oh no,
no.
Why not?
Because
the Challenger
it didn't
blew
well.
Up and everyone
it
died.
It didn't end well, Tyler.
Why would you want to be the Challenger?
There was more than one Challenger.
Shuttles.
Wait, what about the Houston Scurvy? Like, why would you want to? Well, their pits instead of the
you don't
Pirates,
want to be
they
the
become
shuttles,
the Scurvy?
And then people start calling you the Shuttlecocks. Can't.
That's not.
The Shuttles
I need to
just
stretch
doesn't.
Next
the Shuttles
time.
Doesn't. And now we can't even get a shuttle on display here, and the space program is here.
What about like the Houston Saturns or the Houston?
It's a car.
No,
that was
it's a planet.
The name of a rocket.
The Saturn. Oh, that's right.
See, I didn't know that.
So it. I don't know.
And there, but
I'm with
there
you.
Were more than
I'm
one Challenger.
You. I'm with you on the space theme. That definitely they could. There was enough smart people in the city. We could have came up
they
with something.
Figured something out
better than the Texans.
Yeah.
I realized that the Texans was a throwback because wasn't it they were here and then they went to Dallas, then Kansas City and all that and blah, blah, whatever. But that's, I mean, I don't know. I'm with you. I think you're onto something there that it should have been Houston related or space related.
I can go with that.
Because it's a space city.
And I get it. You know, there's oil and everything else, but I get it. I mean, the main thing that the city is known for is definitely space. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Also, by the way, a quick update on the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. You have until Friday to weigh in now. Mm-hmm. And you can do so at the Mann Center locations. You can do it here. And where else? At Moe's, at Houston Family Nutrition.
Yep.
So they should have sent out an email, or there'll be one going out soon. Also, there's going to be a weight loss party at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen Monday, April 16th. We'll be doing a live broadcast there from 1 to 4, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
You know, we love it. We were just talking about yesterday. We're going to get back
eat,
over there.
Going to get some food. And I think there's going to be some food giveaways. So you're going to want to come out Monday, especially if you've lost a lot of weight. Come out and gain a little back and have some fun and get happy. And what I'm talking about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. And if you don't know where that is, it's 1901 Taft in Midtown. They it's pretty conveniently located in downtown and Montrose and everywhere else. But look, it's a blend of both Southern comfort and Indian food. You're going to love the menu. I've had people getting back to me. Again, last night, somebody said, yo, the Himalayan Heat Burger with red velvet cake was amazing, but how can you eat that much food? I have plenty of practice, trust me, but it's all worth it and it's all good. The Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best burgers in the city. Best buttered chicken in Houston. They've got chicken curry, chicken fried steak. All the food is delicious, made from scratch. So when you're getting chicken fried steak, it hasn't been sitting there already breaded, and then they warm it up. They actually get the meat out of the refrigerator, and then they bread it and cook it right there on the spot. So it tastes amazing. Joel, myself, and Nick, are one of our favorite appetizers, the non-quesadillas. When you go out there, try them, and mention ESPN 975, you'll save 20% off of the non-quesadillas. They've got a full-service bar. They've got TVs, and you can get it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. So make sure you check that out as well. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey,
Tyler. Can't wait to work the rest of the week with you.
Hey, Joel, you want to take off our shirts and play some volleyball?
You did this before. I told you in high school my nickname was Mav for Maverick, and so that's why they played it. And you're going to be – but you know what? Again, I stand by everything I put on the list. There is a reason why it's there, and who cares?
You know I'm just messing with
I
you.
I know. Wait till I bring my military jackets in.
What?
With the Ray-Bans.
Oh, your leather bomber jacket?
Yeah. Just call it Stolen Valor on him.
Yeah.
While he's wearing his military jacket.
Stolen Valor from Top Gun? Yeah. That is great.
Why don't we go to the phones, Barry?
Real quick, there was a tweet that Tyler said he saw about the name choices or whatever. Was that from Mark Villalobos?
Yeah, I saw it too. I was going to bring it up to you.
Yeah, he said the nicknames on March 2nd, 2000, Houston NFL 2002 announced the team names had been narrowed down to five choices. The Apollos, the Bobcats, the Stallions, Texans, and Wildcatters. Of those, I like the Apollos and the Wildcatters.
Apollos is pretty good.
How the hell did we get stuck with Texans? That's so stupid. Whoever voted for that, you're an idiot.
Apollos are pretty
dummies.
Good. Yeah.
You think that Apollos actually won and Bob McNair was like, no, that's, you know what? That's that black theater out there in New York. We're not doing that here. We're going to go with Texans.
I was going to say, based on Mr. McNair's recent track record, because you know what? When you said that, I was like, the one thing that I thought about with the Apollos was people would not get it that was
a spaceship. Steve Harvey.
It's got a very specific connotation to it, like as far as the Apollo Theater and everything.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We're not naming our team after a black theater. We're just not doing that. Okay?
Like, Bobcats was too generic, but I think Texas
Boo
is too
your
generic.
Idea. I wish the Sandman would take you off, whoever voted for that. Yeah, you feel like there was, like, I feel like that probably people did that because of Space City and voted for it.
Yeah.
And maybe McNair was just in the background just overriding it. Now, can't we just fix this? Can we just rig the election?
And I need him a logo, red, white, why, and blue.
I don't know why he sounds like Clayton Bigsby in my head, Bob McNair. He kind of does, though.
He's more southern drawl than anything. That's true.
I don't know. Just my Bob McNair is Clayton Bigsby. So, whatever. Maybe there's a correlation there. The black, white supremacist. All right. And now we can take the call. Sorry.
Go right ahead. Which one do you want first? Do you want to stick with the nicknames?
Yeah. We'll take Michael. Yeah, Curtis, we said no more Astrodome calls, but we'll go with Michael first.
All right, Michael, what's up?
Yeah, man, the guy that tweeted in is absolutely correct. The Apollos are one of the names that were voted on. And me personally, I would have loved for the name to be Apollos. Houston, Texas, I really don't get why they would even go that route, considering the fact that we have the Astros and the Rockets. It would only make sense, other than the logo being kind of kiddish and maybe the color scheme being kiddish, but I still would have voted for the Apollos, me personally. Texans is just basic.
I'm with you. Basic bitches.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Basic bitches. Hell yes, with the intro music, Barry and Tyler. That was from USA Mike.
What?
I don't know. He said, hell yes, with the intro music, Barry and Tyler.
What intro USA music? And Tyler hasn't played a damn song
yet. Yeah, you're
yet.
The one that picked the Highway to the Danger Zone. Give Joel his love. Hey, guys, I missed the start of the show. Love Tyler, but what happened to Nick? He's sick. Yeah. Nick is out for the rest of the week. You're stuck with Tyler.
Said he's got some meds, stuck though, with so Tyler. Hopefully he's on the mend.
Do you get extra? Do you get overtime?
He lives here.
No? You I do wish. Live here. What time do you get here in the morning?
8:30 to 9-ish.
What? Yeah. And how long do you work?
I will be here till actually 4 today. I'll be here till 7 tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, my gosh. You're filling in for Jong, too?
No, I stay till 7
and do the other
on the other station. Okay. Yeah.
I kid and say when they remodeled the studios and the offices that Tyler has a efficiency cot down the hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he literally busts his ass working here all the time.
I've wanted to come in here and sleep on that couch.
I bet.
Many times, but I know Joel would mention it if I walked in and slept. Like, he'd just talk about me the whole time.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? And you would get hepatitis. First of all, you two guys are the ones in the pissing match, not me.
And you would get hepatitis just from laying on the couch.
I've slept on that before.
You think you need a tetanus shot to go to the Astrodome? Sleep on that couch.
Hey, that's how you build your immune system.
That's true. I keep telling my wife
that. Why don't you go lick the cushions, Joel?
Nope.
Just build up your immune system a little
bit. Why don't you go lick the crotch of that bear that was in here, Barry?
Maybe I already did. You don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would because your tongue would be black and blue.
I have that drop somewhere.
Hey, you think I could fit this in my mouth, that one? Oh, don't worry. Nick fires those off all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Thank you very much, Tyler.
All right, Curtis, because we believe in the suspects, we will bring this back up one last time, but what's up?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I didn't hear the comment about not bringing it up, so I'll make it quick. Couple points. It's disturbing to me that they're going to allocate over $100 million to that when they could be using it to the dead broke Houston Independent School District.
Right.
That is dying for funding. Or the homes and people that are still displaced from Harvey could probably use a little bit of that.
Right.
But the people that are defending and wanting to keep this around, firstly, I would like to ask them, how long has it been since you were last there? I guarantee it's been over a decade since any of them visited it. They remind me of a guy that keeps his high school jersey that plays in a beer league at 50 years old, talks about the triple-double he had back 30 years ago. I mean, that's kind of what they remind me of. But anyways, guys, love the show. Thank you. And sorry to bring this up again.
All good, man.
Well, we love it, man.
And,
thank you.
And good points, too. You're right. I mean, the correlation to a guy that won't let go of his high school glory days, pretty dead on, really.
Honestly, like the last five things that I was at the Dome for were drinking at the rodeo when they would do like the not the main band in NRG. They had this thing called the Hideout where most everybody went after the show.
Yeah, I've heard
they
of
had it.
It
in there, and like rodeo was the last thing that I saw in there, and a high school football game.
Yeah,
so it's dumb.
Yeah, a couple more, and we'll move on from this too because we definitely need to talk Rockets. But Houston yep. Apollos came up. That was one that we mentioned earlier. The Houston Satellites. I still like Apollos as the leader in the clubhouse. Although this one might change my mind. The Houston Potholes nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be a flat tire for your logo.
Or
I like that.
Houston Billboards.
Oh, not bad.
Billboards all
what about
the
Houston
city?
Kolaches?
You would really piss off some people.
Why?
What about the Houston Concrete or Cement? Because it's all cement around here.
what's a kolache down here, what Shipley's sells, which, by the way, it's not Shipley's.
The best ever, ever.
It's Shipley. Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Shipley's to me. Is not an actual kolache, and it fires up some people.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
The best.
I only know them as kolaches, and I don't care. I'm going to call it Shipley's, too, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm adding the S. I don't care.
Yep.
I don't. It's just like
go get me some Shipley's.
It's just like my grandmother would add a K to Walmart. She didn't care, or Winder. That was her thing. She makes her own words. It's whatever.
My mom too. She used to call it Face Place Space instead of Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah.
She just combined it into one. She goes, "You on that Face Space thing place again?"
What about the Houston 13s for Apollo 13? It could also double as a Mexican gang. No.
No, it's also unlucky.
Yeah, it's also.
That was about the time like MS-13 was getting big. And,
yeah. Houston Orbit or the Houston Galaxy?
Orbit's the mascot of the Stroh, so that's not going to happen.
Galaxy is a soccer team.
Galaxy is a soccer team in L.A. Soccer.
Houston Horizon, Skywalkers, Frackers, and Oil Spills. All right. You know what? You guys have too much time. Also, one more thing before we go to break. Shout out to the Mount Bellevue driver. He's out there jamming The Usual Suspects, and we
appreciate
love you, dude. We love you so much.
That's
Thank you, bro.
That's what we talk about all the time. We love the support we get from you guys. That's why you're the suspect.
The city of Mount Bellevue driver, shout out. I wish I had his name. I don't have his name. But thanks for listening, dude.
I'm sure you can get it. All right, we got plenty more to go on the big show. Knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. So as we continue to roll on, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack and his staff have done a great job since I've been in Houston, Texas, about taking care of Houstonians. We know what he's done during the hurricane, natural disasters, anything he could do to help people. But he also does it when you're looking for furniture. He's got three convenient locations across Houston now. So he's got one between Katy and Sugarland on Grand Parkway. He's got one in the heart of the Galleria, and he's also got the one at I-45 North Exit Tidwell Parker, both ways to serve you better. But everything that he says they're going to do for you, they're a customer service friendly business. It's all American made, so it's all solid wood. It's all going to last. And that's the first thing I'll tell you, because I get all my furniture from Gallery, and I have in my 23 plus years or how long I've been in Houston, I've always gone to Gallery. The prices are very, very fair and competitive, but everything that they say is true, which means no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight, and they're going to save you money. It's just the way they do business. They did this Astros promotion last year. Everybody was all over it. He wants to do it again. They're doing it again. You buy $3,000 or more with the bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. Free, free, free. That's the way he does business. You need help with your financing, their accounting department right there on site to take care of it. So you get the furniture you need when you need it most, and you pay it when you can. That's the best way to do things, because he wants you coming back again and again. He's been a staple in this community. He knows you're here too. He wants you to keep coming back through every time you need furniture. So check him out at one of the three locations. As Mac always says, Gallery really will save you money.
This girl was so fed up that I had just the honors for. But what else could she do? Because I'm the kind of guy girls are waiting for.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Teddy.
Yo.
I ran into that young lady Maria last night.
What?
Must have been her husband's payday.
Man.
Cause she bought me this here brand new diamond link that you see me with on.
See, you know what I'm saying?
You know why?
Why, Candy?
Cause I get the job done.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So let's be clear. That was Redhead Kingpin Puppet Hottie on the way out, and that's Big Daddy Kane on the way in.
So good.
Love both of those cuts.
Love Big Daddy Kane.
Me too. Was a big Daddy Kane fan back in the day.
Yeah.
Cool Mo D was rolled in there, but he was a little more commercialized.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Mo D fan.
With
I had
the sunglasses.
I had the album Wild Wild West was on. No,
no. You had those like one piece connected lenses,
the big old blue blockers.
Yeah, those massive ones.
Didn't have the blue blockers.
But Eddie Kane had like the flat top, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep, Scoob and Scrap were his backup dancers. Not sure if you knew that. That's a little fun fact for you.
Zoinks. Okay, so the Rockets in a meaningless game last night. Let's get to that. probably a lot of you decided we don't even need to stay up and watch this because it's just a walkthrough and whatever happens, happens because everything's been decided. Well, not so fast. Luke Mbamute goes down the lane. Big thunderous jam over Julius Randle. It's pretty. Reggie Miller's going crazy. And then he landed. And then he grabbed his shoulder. And then Kevin Harlan somehow remarkably said he could see it being out of place, which I don't know if he stayed at a Holiday Inn Select last night or whatever. But for whatever reason, he's now out. ESPN reporting he's out definitely for the first round of the playoffs. What does this mean for your Rockets? Is this a big concern or just a little blip on the radar worry?
I think they need to be definitely concerned about it because he missed a month earlier in the year because of a dislocation in that same shoulder. If he's out, I think they said he's going to be gone for the first round.
I just
correct?
Said that. Yeah, he's definitely. So, yeah, ESPN's reporting he's out for the first round.
So that's not a huge concern for the first round. But if he's not back in time, it's going to be ugly. That is the heart and soul of that defense. Plus his ability to be able to knock down a three. It's a big loss for them because I feel like he might be the most underrated. He's the Marwin Gonzalez of this team.
It's a good call.
Luka Mbamute is a Marwin Gonzalez of this team. When you need him to come up big, he does. When you need a big stop, he can play multiple positions. It's going to be they need him back for rounds two and beyond.
I'll say this. He's a catalyst on defense along with P.J. Tucker because I think P.J. Tucker could be the heart and soul of the defense of this team too because he brings toughness, because he can still guard on the perimeter, because you know he's physical. But we've said all along, look, for as highly publicized the move for Chris Paul was, the two most underrated moves that they made were Tucker and Mbamute, and you need those guys. So I get it. You know, D'Antoni, here we go back to this rest versus rust thing. He thought they'd get rusty if he'd rest them, so he's playing everybody last night, and you're just hoping to stay healthy, and lo and behold, this injury pops up. Now, I use pop up, but it is going to pop up again because in my experiences and in talking to guys that have been through this and talking to the medical staff that have dealt with this, once you've had it once, it loosens the actual joint up. If it pops out again, it means the only way you're going to fix it is you got to go in there surgically after the year and tighten it up. So the tendencies for it to happen again are more frequent once it does for a second time. So they got to keep an eye on that because even when they bring him back, the wrong shot at the wrong time on a pick or something like that down low, and it could go again. And now you're looking at a lot of liabilities on defense because his replacements are guys like Gerald Green or Joe Johnson or guys like, and you're like, man, that's not the answer.
They're certainly not going to be able to D up like he does. You hope that Joe Johnson can knock down a three here and there in the playoffs, but I think Gerald Green will be that first option for you now when you're looking at it. And don't sleep on the fact Ryan Anderson's a guy that
there's a guy they may look back to.
Yeah.
Although he's not exactly stellar on defense.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did not.
I wasn't going to, and then I started watching it, and I'm glad I did because I got to see
great story. Ingram.
Yeah, I got to see Ingram make his debut.
Not Brandon Ingram from Duke.
Andre Ingram, 32-year-old career G leaguer. He was in the G League for 10 years. Got called up. And when he hit that, first of all, ugly jump shot. I see why he's in the G League for 10 years.
But he shoots it well. He's the all-time three-point shooter in G League history.
Yeah, but it's an ugly jump shot, but he makes it. And he nailed his first three, and the place went nuts. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. This is a guy, I was going to say kid, he's 32.
He and Chris Paul, same age.
That grinded for years and never got called up. He got a two-day contract. Yeah, 10 years. Never got his two-day contract for the Lakers. Makes his first shot. It's a three-pointer. Nails it. Then he comes back down the court, gets fouled, makes the bucket, goes to the free throw line, and people start chanting MVP. Yeah. How cool was that? And then Chris Paul, with a really classy move after that first foul when he's at the free throw line, Chris Paul walks up and says something to him. And you could tell he kind of patted him on the butt or the shoulder or whatever. It was like, hey, man. Almost as just to say, welcome to the NBA.
He said after the game, when they asked him what he said, we're the same age, and I appreciate the grind. The fact that he never gave up, the fact that his story was so incredible, and that he finally made it to his goal was just incredible to him. And I give Chris Paul, what a classy move, credit for that. But you think about it, and you
credit
say,
Magic Johnson, too.
For bringing him up and making the move. Right?
Absolutely.
And he's a really, really good G League player. Obviously getting a chance in the NBA because the Lakers aren't going to the playoffs, but maybe it'll spur something somewhere where he either gets a good camp invite with a chance to go to the summer league and maybe he can make a roster. But he's shown that he scored 19 points. And when you talk about the names that he's in the company of, Nick Van Exel has the most in his first game ever in Lakers history with like 23,
like
I think.
Was it?
Then Jerry West, Magic Johnson, and Ingram. pretty good handful of guys to be included with.
Yeah, he went out. He played 29 minutes. So more than any other starter other than Hart. But he played 29 minutes, scored 19 points, 3 blocks, a steal, an assist, 3 rebounds, didn't have a turnover, 2 personal fouls, was actually a -3 on the floor. But who cares? The dude put up 19. Hart led the team in scoring with 20. But he comes out in his debut and scores 19 against the Rockets. And I told my wife, you know what probably the coolest thing for him of all of that was? Not scoring the three-pointer necessarily. But when he's out there, he's on the floor with James Harden and Chris Paul. And he's guarding those guys. And he's getting to guard those guys. And that's got to be kind of a cool feeling when you're like, man, so this is what it's like to make it. And I'm with you. A 2-day contract, he should get a sniff. He should definitely get a sniff from somebody next year.
There's got to be Brooklyn, you know? Teams that are terrible right now.
Sacramento.
Put them on your roster because you know what? You got an instant. There you go, marketing again. Now you got a marketing tool that people are going to get behind, and you've got a fan favorite built in because of his story.
Yeah.
So it'd be great. Now, on the flip side of that, guys that are hard to root for, how about Russell Westbrook tonight? If the Thunder get in, and we can go through the scenarios, it's a little bit more clear now based on the results of last night, who the Rockets are going to play. But if the Thunder beat the Memphis Grizzlies, that's what they need to do, then they can get all the way up to, I believe, 6th. But more importantly, from a media perspective, Russell Westbrook is 16 rebounds short of becoming the first player to average a triple-double more than once. We know what that did last year. It took James Harden's MVP trophy away. Now he's saying, oh, I'm not a stat-padding kind of guy. I'm not going to do all that kind of stuff. I just take pride in what I do. Who are you kidding? If there is a loose ball around Carmelo Anthony or Steven Adams, either he's going to bitch-slap them in the back of the head to get it, or they're all going to look like the ball has the plague and make sure he runs about 50 steps to go get it. They're going to get him those 16 boards.
Yeah, it's not going to be it's going to be blatant, obvious, and I don't know. I don't want to say disgusting because, let's face it, if this was the Rockets and James Harden, they would do the same thing.
I agree with that.
They absolutely would. Most teams would.
Now, you're not going to do a Ricky Davis on your own basket, throw it against the backboard, just go pick it up for the triple-double.
If I'm Harden on a breakaway, just going for a regular layup or a dunk, I'm going to flip it up off the backboard and yam it home.
And, of course, Westbrook.
Get that extra rebound.
Westbrook said a lot of people make jokes and whatever. Stat padding are going to get rebounds. If people could get 20 rebounds every night, they would. If they could get 15 boards, they would. People talking or saying whatever they need to say, they should try doing it, see how hard it is. Since everybody was talking, I'm tired of hearing the same old rebound this, stealing this, all this S word. I take pride in what I do. I come out and play. I get the ball faster than someone else to get to it. That's what it is. If you don't want it, I'm going to get it. Simple as that. Okay, tough guy. I get it. And you play with a certain ferocity and tenacity. Yeah. But let's be honest. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. This game should be over midway through the third quarter. Let's see how long he stays in the game. Because that's going to be a clear-cut definition of what you really are made of as opposed to what you're saying you're made of.
I'm with you. Also, Steelers fan Juan said about Ingram. Do you think Magic brought him up at the age of 32 for a reason? Huh?
32? See what he did there. All right. Okay, so we got 2 in the books, 1 to go, 1 hour left of the big show. Currently, your Astros have bases loaded, batting in the
Luke Mbamute bottom the
of
the plate.
Top of the seventh inning.
Luke Mbamute
is up there. Not Skywalker, but our man Marwin. Hopefully, he can deliver with a hit. We'll give you more in the final hour of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.